Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-70s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-70s. For Sunday, sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures around 92 degrees. Right now, it's 72.
Mid-American Network. Cancel its contracts with him. The university said in March that six female athletes told investigators they had experienced unwarranted touching during massages provided by O'Brien. The Kansas Department of Corrections reports that an inmate at the Norton Correctional Facility Stockton Satellite Facility tested positive for COVID-19. This is the eighth KDOC facility with a confirmed case, with the first cases reported at Lansing Correctional Facility, Wichita Work Release Facility, the Kansas Juvenile Correctional Complex, Topeka, El Dorado, Ellsworth, and Hutchinson Correctional Facilities. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Governor Laura Kelly's office has announced that two top troopers in the Kansas Highway Patrol have been let go, and an investigation into complaints against Colonel Herman Jones has been completed. Kelly's office says that Major Scott Harrington and Josh Kellerman are no longer employed with the Kansas Highway Patrol. The staff changes are part of Superintendent Colonel Herman Jones' efforts to make the Kansas Highway Patrol as effective as possible in achieving the agency's mission. Two Kansas State University graduates claim in a lawsuit against the university that they did not get the education that they paid for after classes went online in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. The class action lawsuit filed by Noah Plank and John Garfalo, both of Salina, claims the university had not offered refunds of tuition or fees, even though 58% of the semester was conducted virtually. COVID-19 does not excuse the university from meeting its obligation to provide the education that students were promised. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Mid-American Network News. Nebraska tax revenue will likely dip below earlier projections because of the coronavirus, but the state's budget picture won't be as bad as previously expected. The Nebraska Economic Forecasting Advisory Board lowered its outlook for state tax collections in the current fiscal year, which began July 1st. Their estimates will reduce the amount of revenue available to lawmakers this year by $48.5 million. The owner of a pharmacy that provided drugs to Nebraska for use in a 2018 execution is expressing remorse for making the sale, but acknowledging that he knew the prison officials wanted them for a lethal injection. Public records show that Community Pharmacy Services, a pharmacy in Gretna, Nebraska, agreed to sell the drugs to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services for two payments totaling $10,500. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dr. Roger Marshall has shown he'll stand up for Kansas veterans. As an Army Reserve veteran, Dr. Marshall co-sponsored a bill signed into law by President Trump that will help tens of thousands of Vietnam vets get the benefits they deserve. Dr. Marshall also voted to give veterans greater access and choice in health care, allowing use of VA benefits for neighborhood urgent care facilities so veterans can get care close to home. In the Senate, Roger Marshall will keep our nation's promise to Kansas vets. That's why Dr. Roger Marshall's been endorsed by one of Kansas' greatest military veterans, Senator Bob Dole. Marshall is also endorsed by Kansans for Life as the pro-life candidate for Senate. Dr. Roger Marshall for Senate. Senate Leadership Fund, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Washington County Fair is in full swing through Saturday. Judging and shows continue Friday with a rabbit, poultry, and dairy competition. First of two fair parades downtown this evening at 6. This year's theme, the Roaring Twenties are back. Kids can meet first responders at 7 with Hero Night featured. Pedal pull registration starts at 7:30, as well as the annual watermelon feed. The livestock auction is tonight at 7:45. Dueling pianos begin at 8:30. Saturday wraps up activities with a second parade downtown at 5, followed by Rusty Ryerson live at 8. Tune to KNDY for continued updates Friday and Saturday from the Washington County Fair. The Gage County Fair in Beatrice is underway this week with several limitations due to COVID-19. Several aspects, including carnivals, independent food vendors, concerts, and camping, were compromised this year. This year's fair is a 4-H and FFA exhibition only. There will be livestock animals brought in, peewee shows for young children, and a race Friday night. Masks will not be required, although social distancing is encouraged. The Gage County Fair runs through July 26th. The annual Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca begins Friday, continuing through Monday. Open class divisions have been suspended this year, but 4-H exhibits will be judged Friday. Friday evening, the dairy and hog shows are slated with Red Dirt Rendezvous Band live at 9:30. Saturday, the sheep and beef shows are scheduled. The band Scalawags performs at Skoke Park at 8. On Sunday, the 4-H Fashion Review begins at 1:30 at the Community Building. The Nemahal County Fair Parade is Sunday evening at 6:30 in Seneca. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has lifted the public health advisory at the Washington State Fishing Lake due to blue-green algae. The lake had previously been under a watch, which again was lifted earlier this week.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. If you're a business owner and you need employees, we have a website called Hire Here First. You can have a job posted for free. We have a lot of people who look there, and they can go and check out the different jobs available here in our county. We want to keep our employees here. Whether you're an employer and need an employee, or you're an employee and you need a job, we've got it here for you at choosemarshallcountyks.com.
Better late than never. Three area high schools will be holding graduation this weekend. USD 364 Marysville will honor 78 graduates.
Hello, Bulldog family. This is Darren Schrader, Marysville High School principal. Graduation is on July 26th at 2:30 p.m. in Homer Hansen Stadium. The district strongly urges spectators to wear masks, social distance, and not mingle after the ceremony. Please plan for the heat when considering attending the ceremony. And congratulations to our outstanding class of 2020. Go Bulldogs.
USD 498 Valley Heights will graduate 27 seniors.
This is Chad Kenworthy, principal of Valley Heights High School. We are having graduation on Saturday, July 25th, beginning at 11 a.m., located at the football field. We ask that all attendees wear a mask and practice social distance appropriately. There will also not be a reception line following the ceremony. We also would like to congratulate all of our 2020 graduates and ask for you to come out and support our students and their great accomplishments. Thank you.
And Prairie Hills USD 113 Axel will be holding their graduation with 13 graduates.
This is Jason Tynan. I'm the principal at Axel High School. We'll be hosting our graduation ceremony 3 o'clock Sunday, July 26th in the Axel High School new gymnasium. Each student will be given 15 tickets. That ticket is required for admission. This time I'd like to congratulate the class of 2020 for all their accomplishments and their patience and handling adversity throughout this whole school year. Congratulations.
KNDY would like to congratulate all the graduates from the class of 2020.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Merle D. Merritt, age 80, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Family funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Merrill Merritt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, baby bakers, green beans, wheat bread, and apricots. Monday's menu, Italian chicken, rice, pilaf, Brussels sprouts, and fruit salad. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. We're going to see sunny skies and dry weather, at least for today, continuing into tomorrow before we have a low pressure system that's moving across the upper parts of the Midwest. That cold front will push through, bringing showers and thunderstorms as we're into Sunday into the early parts of next week. We're going to see warm temperatures due to an upper level ridge, but then cool down as we head into next week, thanks to that passing of the cold front. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower to mid-70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies around the mid-70s, and Sunday, storms. And that's a look at your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July 89, recent record high 103 in 2012. The average low 67, record low 59 set in 2003. Sunset this evening 8:46, sunrise the morning at 6:18. Sunny and 72 with a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of July. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. Agriculture has been my life as a farm girl and now as a rancher. Rich are the blessings of rural life in Kansas. Agriculture is the backbone of our Kansas economy. As your representative in the Kansas legislature, I will stand for agriculture and family-owned agribusiness interests, especially equitable taxation policies. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House, District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu. No fans in the stands, but the 2020 baseball season finally got underway last night. Yankees beating the defending World Series champion Nationals 4-1 in a rain-shortened opener in Washington. Yankee slugger Giancarlo Stanton launching the season's first home run in the first.
And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Away back.
On WFAN, new Yankee Gerrit Cole allowed one run in five innings before the game was called due to rain. The Dodgers and Giants played the full nine in their opener in L.A., as Kike Hernandez hit a two-run home run and drove in five to lead Los Angeles to an 8-1 victory. Rookie Dustin May got the start for the Dodgers after ace Clayton Kershaw was sent to the IL with back stiffness. Baseball owners and the Players Union have agreed to expand the playoffs this year to 16 teams, up from the regular 10. Basketball now, the NBA is set to return next week. While speaking with the media after the Lakers scrimmage against the Mavericks last night, LeBron James put the spotlight on social and racial justice.
A lot of people kind of use this analogy talking about Black Lives Matter as a movement. It's not a movement. When you're black, it's not a movement. It's a lifestyle. we sit here and say it's a movement, and okay, how long is this movement going to last? Don't stop the movement. No, this is a walk of life. When you wake up and you black, that is what it is. It shouldn't be a movement. It should be a lifestyle. This is who we are.
James also sought to bring attention to the case of Breonna Taylor, the black paramedic who was killed by police in Louisville, Kentucky in March. A new name for Washington's football team, and it's just that. The organization announcing Thursday that, effective immediately, it will call itself the Washington Football Team, pending the adoption of another name. The NHL's new Seattle franchise revealed its name, the Kraken. They'll make their debut in the 2021-22 season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
This week at the Astro 3 Theater, come see John Wayne in True Grit on Friday and Saturday at 7 and on Sunday at 2 o'clock. This week's community movies at Feldhaus and Field start at 9:30. On Friday, see the original Karate Kid, followed by Chevy Chase in National Lampoon's Vacation. On Saturday, we swap the movies around and watch Vacation first and Karate Kid second. Everyone is welcome. Bring your chairs and blankets or sit right on the grass or tune in your car radio to our movie station and watch from the parking lot. The Astro 3 Theater and Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senator John Hovind of North Dakota said he thinks the Senate coronavirus aid package will be similar to the House Heroes Act. The two packages will contain similar amounts of money for agricultural assistance, but Hovind said that the nutritional provisions will likely be up to Senate leadership. Hovind chairs the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, and he says USDA will start with the $14 billion that was previously allocated to the Commodity Credit Corporation. Notes, though, that Congress will push that number higher so that USDA will have as much as $35 billion in additional assistance for farmers. Hovind thinks the HEROES Act is roughly $68 billion set aside for agriculture and nutrition, and $33 billion of that is for aid to farmers and ranchers. USDA won't be able to use the $14 billion in CCC money until July 1st, but they can now use the money to pay out the rest of the $16.5 billion promised to farmers and ranchers under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The Senate bill gives USDA the ability to make payments to ethanol plants and aid to livestock producers who had to dispose of animals that they could not get slaughtered. USDA has released a report and investigation into price upheaval within the U.S. beef industry, specifically related to that fire in Holcomb, as well as disruptions being caused by COVID-19. Brooke Miller, president of U.S. Cattlemen Association, says top-line considerations detailed in the report provide a roadmap for returning transparency and true price discovery in the cattle market. USCA is advocating for making the changes through reauthorization of livestock mandatory price reporting, which is set to expire at the end of September. He also said the group co-authored a letter to Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts asking for a hearing on the state of the U.S. cattle industry. The letter was met with silence, something he calls unacceptable. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hello and good Friday morning. Sam's back with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Well, we looked through the panhandle yesterday. Let's look at a few different regions throughout the state of Nebraska. We'll first get them out of the way with South Central and Southeastern. Harvest is 100% complete in both of those regions. Down in Southwest, we look at the hard red winter wheat harvest all wrapped up in the Southwest region of Nebraska. Producers have been trying to get into their hard red winter fields. Some of the rain and hail had slowed them down, but from what the fields have been harvested, the quality has been good. Test weights are averaging about 60 pounds, and the protein was reaching about 17%. Yields has been in the low 20s, though most of the Southwest region has been in a moderate drought all season with very minimal rainfall to help that crop along. The USDA crop progress report for last week says the winter wheat harvested was at about 78%, well ahead of the only 28% of last year and ahead of the 66% five-year average. Looking at a few elevator reports, including the ones coming in finishing Ag Valley in Bartley, Nebraska, 100% harvested there. They said they're finishing moisture at 11 to 12%, protein numbers at 11.9%, and the test weights coming in at 60 pounds. 100% harvested out in Frenchman Valley in Grant, Nebraska as well. The test weights coming in at 57 to 59 pounds, protein coming in near 12%, and the moisture at 11 to 12%. About 75% harvested near Hemingford, Nebraska, at the Farmers Co-op there. Test weights at 60.9 pounds, protein at 11%, and the moisture content coming in at 11.5%. That's your latest Summer Harvest Update. 2020 Summer Harvest Updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is, of course, agriculture. The story of Machinery Pete after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
One of the people I follow on Twitter is Machinery Pete, also known as Greg Peterson, and I have Greg Peterson on the phone with me. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Steve.
You have, as Machinery Pete, you've got 144,000 followers on Facebook, 27,000 more on Twitter, 39,000 subscribers on YouTube. A lot of people are paying attention to what you, Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, are up to. How did you get started?
Well, kind of a long but simple story, I guess, Steve. Back in 1989, I was a 23-year-old kid who was an accounting major. I always loved numbers. But I was living in the Twin Cities. My wife got a teaching job in Rochester, hometown where we live now. So we moved down here, and I was looking for a job. But my dad was a dealer where I grew up in western Minnesota. And he called me up one day in November of 89, and he said, "Hey, Greg, why don't you come home and have lunch or something? I got to show you." We went at lunch, and he slid across the table this auction price book. So I actually didn't start the business, but there was a banker, little town of Morris, Minnesota, 1986, that started compiling auction prices. The bank needed the valuation numbers. It was just a part-time gig. He didn't have time to do it anymore. So I just took my dad's advice and we bought the business. It was not really much of a business at the time, like 100 subscribers. But anyway, I just set sail from there. Of course, there was no internet or cell phones or websites back then, but it just grew over the years into a TV show and radio and YouTube and all this stuff. It's been super fun. So we've got over a million prices on everything. So basically like a blue book.
You want to know what your three-year-old combine is worth or your 60-year-old tractor. You know, we can show you what people just paid for it. So that's one piece of what we do. Then, as we grew our machinerypete.com website, now we're sort of like a car soup, but for farm equipment. So we got 110,000 pieces for sale from all over the place out there. So if you're looking for something or if you're selling something, we want to help you there. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or appraise, we want to be the place that you go to for help.
And he does it well. MachineryPete.com. You can also find him on Twitter at MachineryPete. Facebook, same thing. MachineryPete. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 72 degrees this morning. Highs nudge 90 today. Tomorrow, gradual warm-up with seasonal high temperatures for late July. Great weather for the Washington County Fair, which continues with our live broadcast Friday and Saturday.
Mid-America Network Sports. Denny Hamlin was the winner of a crash-filled race at Kansas Motor Speedway, giving him 5 NASCAR Cup victories already this season. Hamlin avoided 2 major wrecks, later passed Kevin Harvick in the closing laps before holding off Brad Keselowski. Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, and Ryan Newman were among the drivers to wreck. Martin Truex Jr. came across third, Harvick wound up sliding to fourth, and Eric Jones rounded out the top 5 to cap a banner night for Joe Gibbs Racing. JGR made all the right calls during a crash-filled final stage to win in front of empty grandstands. Major League Baseball returned to a limited season last night. Here's Brian Todd with more details.
More than 80 baseball players have tested positive. More than a dozen staffers have tested positive. Among the players testing positive, National slugger Juan Soto just found out today that he's tested positive for COVID-19. He's out indefinitely.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Toes are a little like snowflakes. No two are exactly alike. And some think their nuances can be especially revealing. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 24th, the 206th day of the year. Aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart was born on this day. We wouldn't call it a science exactly, but there is a mode of thought that says the shape of your toes can reveal a lot about your personality. If your second toe is longer than your big toe, for example, it indicates you're a good leader, athletic, but a bit impulsive. If your big toe extends way beyond the rest, you're a creative, sharp thinker. If your little toe is unusually small, you're likely to be playful and childlike. Can you wiggle your little toe by itself? That says you're flirty and adventurous. Next time you're examining your downstairs digits, see if it's true what the toes knows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and solve the puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Like some wide-eyed dreamer that just rolled in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside I look fragile, but on the inside is something you can't crush, 'cause I'm coming.